Arlington National Cemetery is just outside Washington, D.C. Before it became America's most prestigious military cemetery, it was a thriving community of slaves and then former slaves. For Craig Syfax, these restored slave homes in Arlington House have special meaning. He's been working on his family's history.
Here is my great-great-great-grandfather, Charles Syfax, with my grandfather sitting on his lap. The Syfax story is one that will empower you. It will also show you that no matter how far down you think you are, that you can still get up and get to the top of your potential.
Craig has spent 15 years unearthing his ancestry. He discovered the Syfaxes were an influential slave family in Arlington and that Charles was owned by the nation's first president, George Washington. He lived at Washington's home in Mount Vernon and was one of 57 slaves moved to Arlington House with Washington's adopted grandson.
Every time I research a certain aspect of the Syfax family, I find more exciting and things that spark my interest to want to keep going and delve into that.
Right before and after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, thousands of newly freed slaves from the South converged on the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., just across the river here. The city became overcrowded, so the government set aside some land in Arlington, Virginia, not far from here, called Freeman's Village, a camp for former slaves.
As many as 30,000 or more came to the Washington area.
Matthew Penrod is a Park Service ranger. He says tens of thousands of former slaves lived in Freeman's Village for nearly 40 years in some 100 wooden homes. The community had schools, churches, hospitals, and an orphanage.
It was a place where people could find work. In fact, many of the men and women, too, would find pretty well-paying jobs working for the Army. It was meant to be a transitional place, to be able to find some refuge, of course, from the war and from enslavement, but to be a sort of a way station towards living as free people as well.
Freedman's Village was in this general area right here.
Craig Syfax says Charles, his ancestor, became a leader in Freedman's Village.
The Syfaxes became people that could read and write, so we freely taught people how to read and write without charge or anything, because we knew that that was how you would succeed over here in America.
Syfax is working on a documentary about his family and on a new history museum next to Arlington Cemetery. Talmadge Williams is a leader of that effort.
History not taught could be history repeating itself. And we don't want history to be repeated. We don't need slavery again.
Some former slaves were buried at Arlington Cemetery. Many say they should be as much a part of history as the fallen soldiers buried here. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Arlington, Virginia.